Hello. Hello, 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 hello. How's it going? It is Coach MJ here with you for the second half of our Sunday. If you missed Corinne's coaching call earlier today, she just finished up. It was amazing. And you always ask, like, do we listen to the coaching? Do the coach, like, what do y'all still do? No BS. I still do no BS. And I listened to the coaching, the entire coaching call with my AirPods in while I did two loads of laundry, played with my dog, charged up all my devices, packed my clothes because I'm heading to Nashville in just a little bit. And that's what I did. You don't have to totally just sit in front of your computer all the time. I got a shit ton done. I got my coaching fix for the day. And now I get to hang out with y'all, which is amazing. So, what is this call? This call is a 30-day planning call. So, within your first 30 days of membership, we really do want you to attend one of these calls. This is in addition to our new member transformation calls that you get with a coach. So this is a webinar. I cannot see you, I cannot hear you. But when you go to the quick start on nobswomen.com, our membership website, you will see that you have the opportunity to schedule a small group call with a coach. So you will be on screen for that. You do not have to turn on your camera, but you do have the opportunity to be seen and heard and get all of your questions answered. So, first of all, I want to know, do we have anyone who joined, use your reactions button during the Back to Basics challenge? Use your reactions button. Let me know. Y'all are brand new no BS babies. Well, oh, look at all the hands. Yay. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. We are so happy to have you here. Now, anyone who joined during this past month, but not during the Back to Basics challenge? A few of you, yes, we do these calls quite frequently. So if you cannot attend live, you can also listen to the replay if you want to. Coach Julie is in the Q&A. Not sure who's in the chat, but we are here with you today to help you find success over the next 30 days inside of the No BS Weight Loss Program. So I am Coach MJ. Like I said, I am the member journey director here inside of No BS. And so I'm excited to have you here. Make sure that your chat is set to everyone, not just hosts and panelists, so that everybody can see what you're saying. Let's see. I know I'm so excited. I'm so excited. So on the calendar, when you join this call, you will see that we have a new member guide that will walk you through, like, are you going to be a digital planner? Are you going to be a, on paper planner? When are you going to plan? What it takes to get started inside of No BS? And we have so many women here who are brand spanking new, like this week in No BS. Some of you maybe have never even heard from Corinne until this week, and you really don't know at all what No BS is all about. So I'm going to do this call a little bit differently. I do like to go rogue every once in a while. It happens. And I do it quite frequently. For those of you who have been around for a while, you know that that's true. I just, I like to go rogue and just do shit my own way because I've been in the Facebook group. I have been in the new member, the Back to Basics Facebook group all week. I've been on live calls with you all week. I know what your questions are. I have been in our member Facebook group as you have been joining. And I'm going to start for those of you who are short on time. I want to start by really showing you our website and how to use it. I'm going to tell you about some common pitfalls that new members make. And I want to make sure you have everything you need. So I'm going to start there today. So when you join, I know, rogue like a motherfucker. That's me. That's me. And my Gamecocks won. So excited. They won yesterday. So it's a good day. So I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to show you the website because I want you to know how to get help. I want you to have everything you need to be successful in your first 30 days, or in your, if you've been here a while, in your next 30 days inside of No BS. That is very important to us. Faux show. So I think I can just show the, let's see, I'm going to just try to show the one thing there. You should be able to see my screen. You should be able to see my bookmarks as well. I'm going to make it bigger, maybe. Yes. Yes, it's working. I love it when it works. Okay. So, oh, I didn't mean to do that. I clicked a button and I didn't mean to click a button. I meant to click this X. It happens. When you join No BS, you come straight here to this new member quick start. We've been, some memberships call it orientation. We just call it a quick start because it's really quick and it gets you started. That's, we want to make things really simple here. So that's what this is. There are four videos. One is even optional. That's how quick it is and how easy it is. There is a welcome video from Corinne, how to get your mindset right when you first get started, how do you get the most out of No BS? And here is the one I do not want you to miss, how to schedule your new member onboarding transformation call, small group call. It is a video from me, and you just click here. The calendar is brought up with your, it's in your time zone when you bring it up. You will get a confirmation email after you schedule that call with the link to the call. It even gives you the opportunity to set a reminder on your calendar. I want to make sure that you get that call if you want it. Corinne even mentioned it on her coaching call a minute ago. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Just know it's there for you. I would highly encourage you to do it. Even if you go on, if you're not comfortable being on camera, like I said, just turn your camera off. It's so super simple to do. All right. So that is where you will start. Now, as you can see, there's a ton of things here for you to have. We've got the calendar, what we're doing this month. We've got Ask Coaches. We've got events. We've got bonus resources. We've got when you're finished with No BS, what do you want to do next? We got Facebook accountability. We got everything on this website and is all available to you. Here's what I'm going to tell you. I don't want you to worry about any of that, period. Your job as a new No BS woman is to do the No BS weight loss course. So when you're on this new member quick start, right here, click here to begin the No BS weight loss course. I want you to think about this. We've got so many women inside of No BS. We've got like 11, 12,000 members. Some of them, if you've been in the chat at all this week, you know, some of them have been with us for years. For years. They're ready for all that stuff. They have finished No BS. They want to know what's next. They want to participate in this month's whatever we're doing in No BS. They've done the weight loss course. They are finished. Now, everything here is available to you, but it may not be for you right now. You can always listen to the No BS weight loss course this month or for the next couple of months. And then when that's done, hop on into what we're working on for the next month in No BS. But without the basics, without the weight loss course, you're not going to get as much out of the membership because you're going to be a little bit lost. Corinne talked at one point on the last call about the four N's. What are the four N's? You learn them inside of module two of No BS. So that coaching after you finish module two will make a whole lot more sense to you. So I want to encourage you to do that. Now, if you're like me, when I joined No BS, working full time, three kids, all the things, trying to lose my weight, I was a podcast girl. We have got the entire No BS weight loss course either on video here inside of NoBSWomen.com, or you can download the podcast and listen to it. All the instructions are right here on this page. If you're like, MJ, I do not have time to sit in front of my computer, we've got you. Just download the podcast and listen to it that way. Now, when you're done listening to it, come back over here. Or if you're watching it on the website, just come over here and you know, once you're listening to the modules, open it up and mark it as complete, just so we know that you're, you know, you're getting through it. There are worksheets on here as well. If you're like, MJ, I don't want to do worksheets, I just have time to listen right now, listen and then come back and do the worksheets. They're always available to you at any time. We are not a membership that's like, you've got 30 days to finish this course. And if you finish it, good for you. And if you don't, sorry about your bad luck, it goes away. It is always here and available to you. All right. Any questions? I'm just looking for questions about that little piece. The No BS Weight Loss Course is your number one. Look, I know a lot of you joined for the community. I love a community. I make sure that there is no fuckery afoot inside of the Facebook group. I know that it is amazing, but if you are doing Facebook instead of listening to the No BS Weight Loss Course, I do not want you to get in that community until you're done with the weight loss course. The Facebook community will always be there for you. It is not going a place, but I want to make sure that you have that foundation, that you know exactly what to do. I see so often women posting in the Facebook group going, I'm so overwhelmed. It's just too much material. Well, you've got time to be in Facebook. If you've got time to be in Facebook, you've got time to press play on a video or on a podcast. I don't want you spending your time over in Facebook when you've got coaches on the website that you can ask questions to. You've got everything you need on this website. I want you to get through the course and then head over to Facebook, unless you're like, we'll talk about like if you're a bottom line bitch or a moderation mama. Bottom line bitch is like, I have time to like listen to a video day. I've got time to make my plan and assess it. And that's about it, MJ. Perfect. If you're a moderation mama, you may be a person who says, I can make my plan, I can listen to the weight loss course, and I got a little bit more time for content. And then if you're a deep dive diva, you're like, bring it on. Bring it all. I want everything you got. Everything you got. I want it all. I don't get overwhelmed. I just do the things. I am amazing. Just let me have it all. I can multitask. I can manage it. Not a problem. We just recently did a survey inside of No BS. Julie, have to help me. What percentage of women were deep dive divas when we did that survey? Actual percentage number. You probably have it. Less than 10% are deep dive divas. Most of you are bottom line bitch or moderation mama. Like, I don't have a ton of time. I need to just get it done. Yeah. Your guess was 5%. It was, we were shocked. Really, we thought there were more deep dive divas, but we were so wrong. So we want to make sure that you know it is self-paced. It is not going to get taken away from you. You listen to the modules at your own pace. And Corinne even talked about this on the call today. Like, you can put her on 2x speed to even get through it faster. Okay. But if you've got time to be in Facebook, you've got time to do the modules. It's just as simple as that. All right. We also have that accountability partner process that she was talking about. Corinne was talking about. It's right here under Facebook groups and accountability. We will set you up. We just ask that you finish module 2 of the No BS Weight Loss course first. We want to make sure when we set you up with accountability that y'all are all speaking the same language. That's the only reason for that. Because you learn, you know, like the thought work piece that we've been talking about in module 2. We just want to make sure you're on the same, you know, everybody's on the same wavelength whenever you get in that group. And we've even mentioned it all week. If we put you in a group and it is not a right fit for you, just email us back. Corinne used a perfect example. I use a similar one, but sometimes you get in a group, you get the right size shoe, it's pretty, but it rubs a blister on your heel and it just does not work for you. You don't have to keep wearing the shoe rubbing the blister on your foot. You just email us and say, hey, I'm just not meshing with this group. Can you help me find another group? You don't say at that point, well, this shoe rubbed a blister on my foot. I guess I can never wear shoes again. No, you just get another pair of shoes, just like you get another accountability group. That's life. That's how it works. So I want to make sure that you are spending your time in the No BS Weight Loss course. Here also on this page is where you can download your 30-day planner. And I want to show you how that works. You can click here to download or print your planner. Okay. If you need help downloading your printer, it's right here for you too. If you like to type, we tell you how to download it because it is fillable. If you like to write and download it, this is how you do it. If you are a paper and pen kind of a girl and you want an easy print option, we have hooked you up with FedEx. We give you all the instructions about how to order the planner if you want it to be paper and pen. Everything is right here for you. Okay. How do you get help inside of No BS? At the bottom of every single page on this website is a question mark. You click on that question mark and you see this amazing little pop-up. You type in your name, the subject. This is like sending an email to support. How can we help? You type in right there. You send the message. Then within 24 hours, you will get a response from a real life human, probably a member of Corinne's family, in your email. You use this blue question mark when you're having any tech problems. Can't get the podcast to download. I need to change my credit card. I can't figure out how to download the printer. I'm having a really hard time with that. Can somebody help me? Any account questions? Any of that stuff. That's what support at pnptribe.com is for. Here's what I see all the time. Facebook. I'm new. I need to change my credit card. How do I do that? There's nobody. What you're saying at that point is, I sure do hope that one of Corinne's 20 team members happens to be on Facebook in this exact group and the algorithm sends them to my post so I can get my account questions answered. You want to email support at pnptribe.com. Either email that or click on the blue question mark. Because all you've done when you post in Facebook is you sit around and you refresh, 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 and then you get 40 comments that says email support at pnptribe.com. Because they cannot help you with your account. They don't have access to your credit card information. Make sure if you want a quick answer, if you want the right answer, click the blue question mark or email support at pnptribe.com. And that is where you will get your answers. Now, if you have a coaching question, you want help with what is a level up? My boss is being an ass. I can't stand my kids right now. I overate last night. What do I do? You want coaching answers. You come to Ask Coaches right here. If you want to ask a question, you just click here to submit your question. You title your question with something you're going to remember, and then you ask your question. And within 48 hours, 24 to 48 hours, you come back to the website, nobswomen.com. You click here to see the recent answers. And here we go. You just look for the title that you named it. You see this question, and we don't know who wrote it. It's anonymous to the membership. And here's the answer from a coach. You can also come over here and just read all of these. You can see, I feel like my body is broken. Like, that's her question. Somebody's talking about enough. That's the question. Every single bite, this person is eating because they've gone back to school. Somebody's having drama on Friday night. You just peruse the titles and you're like, oh, that sounds like me. Let me see, you know, what the coach had to say about that. So those are the things you really need to get started in No BS. You need the No BS weight loss course. You need the planner. click the blue question mark if you have a tech question or an account question, and ask coaches. Those four things are pivotal. I didn't say you need a Facebook. I didn't say you need an accountability group. I didn't say any of that stuff. Those four things are what you need to get started in No BS. Everything else will be here for you when you get all that kind of under wraps. Because remember, everything is available to you, but it may not be for you. Like, we've got maintenance, a whole maintenance program, maintenance planner, maintenance course. But if you just joined us and you've got 50, 75, 100 pounds to lose, it's available to you. But right now you're on weight loss mode. So it's not for you right now. Now, when you get in your maintenance, when you get close to maintenance, it's still going to be available to you. And at that point, it will be for you as well. So you'll just do that. We have a ton of resources inside of this membership. You do not need them all to lose your weight. You just need those four things that I spoke about. It's like walking into a library and you need a book about whales. For whatever reason, you've decided you want a book on whales. And you walk in and you're like, well, there's the book on whales. Oh, but they talk about, there's a book on slugs. And then there's also a book about how to raise your toddler. Oh, and oh my gosh, there's also like this other book about how to change oil in your car. I don't need that. I mean, I might one day. I don't need it, but I guess I can't check out anything in this library because I can't read them all. So I guess I just need to walk out of the library and never learn a damn thing about whales. That's not how it works. We don't do that in any other area of our life, and we don't need to do it in weight loss either. So, any questions while I am on the website? Any questions about the website? Any questions? Because I will answer it. Yeah, Juanita, that's what I wanted to show you. Overwhelmed. The reason you're feeling overwhelmed is because your diet trauma brain, who has always had to be all or nothing, you know, you either have to have no carbs. Once you have one carb, you're off the wagon and you got to be perfect in order to lose your weight. And you see all of this and you're like, oh my God, I'm never going to get through all that. You just take one bite at a time. You do the No BS weight loss course. And we have other resources that you may never, ever use. Like, we have a scales, you know, a scales course as a bonus course. If you don't have any scale drama, you probably never take that course. Probably never even need to take it, but it's there. But you're like, why am I gonna do that when I could take another one that really does apply to me? Let's see. Yes, Maria, it says, does FedEx option provide a planner that is bound like a book or just printed? Yes, we even show you how to get the spiral bound. And we have the instructions on there. Brenda, we do not track weight as a membership, but every Friday, if you are in the Facebook group, we have a post there that, you know, if you want to report your weight, we have coaches that work that all day on Friday. And you can also post in Ask Coaches if you want us to celebrate with you, if you think the scale is not moving quickly enough, if you want to bring us your data and let us help you figure out what's your next step, you can do that as well. Oh, whenever, I think it's down here, right? Bonuses under Celebrate Your Success and Bonus Resources. Any bonuses that you received, if you joined this time and you joined before the bonuses expired, this is where they live. Not sure if you've mentioned this as I've just tuned in, but is the link to the private member podcast on the website? Yes. If you go to the No BS Weight Loss course, you can get the podcast link right here if you want to listen on the go. You can absolutely do that. Now, in your first 30 days of membership, you will be getting emails from us a few times a week. Okay? You will get emails to remind you of some of our calls, our live calls. But here's what we don't want you to do. Get the emails that are telling you how to go through no BS, how to be successful, all the things. And while you're also getting a ton of like Zoom reminders, this live call is happening, this live call is happening, this live call is happening. So we limit the amount for the first 30 days of emails that you get about our live content, because we want you to be going through the no BS weight loss course first. You will get reminders about Wednesday calls with Corinne and any other calls that we feel like would be beneficial in your first 30 days. But if you're like, I really do want to attend live, there is a training calendar here that you can download. That's also where the video replays are when you're ready to download the other podcasts of our, because this podcast right here is just the No BS Weight Loss course, which is all you need at first. But if you do want to listen to our live call replays on podcasts, you can just go to Private Member Podcast and all the instructions are there for you. Let me see. Questions. Let's see. Any other questions about the website before we get going? Jennifer, you can email support at pnptribe.com. I don't know where that old, the thing that you signed up for. You may even still have access to it. I'm not really sure. All right. Here's what we're going to talk about in No BS. So a lot of times when you join, we've talked about it all week. If you've been in the Back to Basics Challenge, if you've listened to Module 1 of No BS, we talk a lot about diet trauma. And you bring all of that with you when you come to No BS. All the rules that you thought you had to follow, you're like, yeah, but I lost 50 pounds doing Atkins a long time ago. Yeah, but I lost 40 pounds when I was over there with Susan Powder eating Snackwells where fat made you fat. I remember that. I lost, when I was counting macros or I was doing Weight Watchers, I lost 35 pounds. So that must be what the secret sauce is. That's got to be what it is. But we know that they didn't work because you gained the weight back. If they had been so amazing, you would have done them for the rest of your life and you would still have that weight off. But you found No BS because you're like, I need to find a way that I can lose weight for the rest of my life, have it be sustainable and live my life. I need to find that. And so that's why you're here. What you did in the past has nothing to do with what you put in your mouth today. How successful or unsuccessful you have been in the past has nothing to do with what you put in your mouth today. It is all about the decisions you make today and what you're going to, decisions you make tomorrow. Hell, what decisions you make at dinner tonight. When you see those two bites and you're like, I've really had enough. Weight loss is won in the small moments. It's not loss. You don't lose all of your weight planning or fixing to do something. You lose your weight in those small little moments when you doubt it, but you do it anyway. One bite really isn't going to make a difference. Yeah, but if I eat three meals a day and I keep saying one bite's not going to make a difference, that is 21 bites a week. Is that right? No, it's way more than that. No, that's right. Math. I'm a life weight loss coach, not a math teacher. 21 bites. That's a whole meal, meal and a half. So it does make a difference. They do make a difference to you. And that's why you have No BS, because support is always just a keyboard away. If you're in Facebook, keyboard. If you're on the website and ask coaches, keyboard. You just have to ask your question. You're not having to do it alone anymore. And a lot of you are so traumatized by past diets. You're like, I don't know that I'm going to be able to do this. I don't know that I can lose all my weight. Well, in No BS, we don't want you to believe. You don't have to believe that you can get to your goal weight. You don't have to believe that it's going to be perfect all the way down. All you need to believe is believe in the things you can do today that are going to make a difference. So I believe that I can get my water in today. I believe that even though I forgot this morning to write my plan, I believe I can do it while I listen to MJ talk on this call. I believe tonight, because I know sleep is jacking up my weight loss, I believe tonight I can go to bed 5 minutes early. I believe that I am not ready to write an entire plan yet, but I believe I can write down breakfast. So I want you to put in the chat what you believe you can do today that's going to help you lose weight. What do you believe? Do you believe that you can get more water in maybe than you did yesterday? Do you believe that you can leave a bite behind? Post in the chat. I can stop it enough. I can get all my water. I can leave 2 bites behind. I can drink more water than I did yesterday. Yes. I can follow my plan today. Yes. I can wait until hungry. These are so good. I can plan 2 meals. I love that so much. She's not trying to be perfect. She's 2 meals. That's what I know I can do. That's what I believe I can do. That's what I'm committed to today. I can drink my water. Yes. And it could even be, I believe that I can put something on my plan that I've always thought I couldn't have. It could even be something like that. Because here's what we know. The reason that so many of you think that you can't stop when you eat a certain food is because every time you pick up that food, pasta, cookies, candy, whatever, I better go ahead and get it all in. I got to get serious after this. I don't know when I'm ever going to be able to eat pasta again. Lord, I'm never going to get thin if I do this. If I keep eating like an asshole, the whole time you're eating pasta and that's all you think about. Imagine if you could have pasta. And when your brain is like, don't know when I'm ever going to have this again, you can say, oh, if I stop now, I can have it for lunch tomorrow because I got leftovers. I can have it whenever I want. Nobody is overweight because what they ate it based on what their body was asking them to do. If we only ever ate cookies or pasta when we were hungry and stopped at enough, we wouldn't have a weight problem. It's always been the overeating of those things, not the things themselves. So give yourself permission to have some of those things. I believe I cannot eat this second Bojangles biscuit sitting in this box, smelling me out of the cart. Yes. Yeah. I love that. Yes. So we always bastardize cookies or pasta or bread or whatever it is. And it's just that we were overeating them. It was never the things. It was never the things. All right. So, questions. Anybody have questions? Now, I'm going to tell you, if you just joined this week, I really do want to make sure, because once you start getting going and you get on the website, you know, you get on the website, you start looking around and then you feel a little bit lost and you start to feel overwhelmed, make sure you've got that new member transformation call scheduled so that you can hop on and just be like, girl, help me. Help me. Tell me where to find this thing. Post and ask coaches. We will help you find it. You don't have to sit around. Well, I'm never going to figure this out. This website's so confusing. I sure do wish I was smarter. No, you just joined. You're just learning this website. It's going to take a little bit of time. That is so normal. We talked about the phases of change. I'm going to tell y'all it is so important to really embrace those phases of change. I used to, when I first joined OBS, I had a really hard time remembering to write my plan because I had 3 kids and I had like this time set aside in the morning, but then one kid would get up early or the dog would throw up or I would sleep through my alarm or whatever was going on, right? And then my little pocket of time disappeared. And so when I would get in my car and I would drop my kids off, and finally I was like able to take a second to be like, whew, damn, that was a rough morning. I'd be like, didn't write my plan. I kept sticky notes in my car and I would write my plan down as soon as I would remember to do it. Now, I had choices in that moment. See, you have that time set. You really don't have any time. Life is so hectic. You can't even take time for yourself. That sucks. These damn kids. You know what? I'll put it off. One day they're going to grow up and I'll be able to take care of myself. But today is not that day. Or I could say, I'm creating a new habit. Of course, I'm not going to remember every single day. But I can do it as soon as I remember it. Those are our choices in the moment. We get to decide what we're going to make, not writing a plan while we're trying to figure out our brand spanking new habit means about us. And actually, it means nothing about you. It means it's a new habit. And just because you're like, I joined OBS, I'm going to plan every day. I'm going to plan every day. And then you're like, okay, now brain, make sure you remind me. Your brain's like, girl, you are 60 years old. I have never reminded you to write a plan ever. But you think just because you tell me one time, now I'm supposed to remember? No. You're going to have to help your brain start to remember. Set an alarm on your phone. Put the planner somewhere where you're not going to forget about it. Leave a sticky note in your car so that when you do forget, which you will because you're not perfect and your brain is never going to remind you that, oh, hey, by the way, you remember yesterday you told me to remind you? Here's your friendly reminder. When you do remember, you write it down immediately. And then your brain's like, oh, that must be important. That must be really important to her. Maybe I'll start trying to remember that a little bit better. And then you'll remember for a couple of days and your brain's like, plan. I think I'm forgetting something. What were we supposed to be doing today? And then you'll remember when you get in the car halfway to work and then you're like, fuck. And then you take the time and you write it down and your brain's like, oh, she's serious. She's for real, for real. Like she really wants us to remember to help her write her plan. And it gets easier and easier. So at first, you're going to remember 20% of the time and forget 80% of the time. It's just like riding a bike, y'all. You're going to fall 80% of the time when you start riding a bike, and you're going to somehow wobbly way stay up on it 20% of the time. 80% of the time, you're going to fall. Then you're going to be like, okay, when I do this, and I shift this way and I do this thing, like I'm only falling 60% of the time. 40% of the time, I'm able to like wibbly wobbly my way. And in riding a bike, it's okay. We're like, oh, I'm getting the hang of this. Girl, I'm doing better. Look at me. Look at me. I'm not falling near as much as I used to. This is so awesome. But when it's a plan, we're like, you're so dumb. You'll never get this. Hate it for you. You're going to be fat for the rest of your life. And the beatdown starts. We don't do it anywhere else. We don't do it anywhere else. We just do it in weight loss. That's all I'm saying. You have the skills to be an encourager to yourself, to speak to yourself kindly, because we do it everywhere else. We just don't do it in weight loss. But you have every bit of the skill to give yourself credit for what you're doing well, to celebrate the wins. We just, for whatever reason, have decided it doesn't apply in weight loss. It's just time to decide it applies in weight loss. That's it. We do it with our kids, potty training, walking, all the things. We're like, you're getting so much better. Look how many, you took so many more steps. Yay. You don't say, well, I mean, yesterday you took 4 steps. Today you only took 2. What the hell's wrong with you? We don't ever do that. But in weight loss, we're like, oh, it's okay. Let me just beat myself up. We just don't do it anywhere else. But then we're like, well, I don't know how to speak nice to myself. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You do it all the time. In other ways. Not when it comes to weight loss, but in other ways. All right. I know it is. It is so true. It is so true. I have like a pencil pouch. I love the Wizard of Oz. I collect Wizard of Oz memorabilia. And Glinda, the good witch, says, you've had the power all along. And I think that's what I figured out in OBS. I already had the skills. I just didn't know how to use them when it came to talking to myself and weight loss. I had them. I just didn't know how to use them. And that's what OBS taught me, was how to take the skills I already had with everybody else and with myself in so many other areas, and just take those skills and plop them on top of weight loss. That's all it was. I already had it. I used kindness and grace with my friends, with my kids, with myself when it came to certain things, but not weight loss. Oh, if I just hate myself enough and beat myself up enough, I bet I'll get on the stick, but I'll get serious this time. I always use this example. So many people are like, well, if I'm nice to myself, why would I change? Why would I do anything for myself if I'm actually nice? Like, if I'm mean, whatever. And I haven't used this example in a while, but we all have that person in our life that we would not pee on them if they were on fire. You're like, I hate that bitch. She's a bitch. I cannot stand her. Just, if I never saw her again, it would be too soon. And imagine, you've got a full packed day. Your calendar is full. And that bitch calls you and says, MJ, I'm not feeling well today. Would you stop by and pick me up some egg drop soup from the Chinese place? Because I'm not feeling well. You'd be like, girl, you know what? My schedule's so full. And then you would hang up the phone. You'd be like, I ain't doing nothing for her. Girl, you know how she treated me? I ain't doing shit for her. Not when my schedule, it ain't worth rearranging my schedule for her. But now, your very best friend or your kid in the whole wide world, your best friend in the whole wide world calls you. Same busy day. And says, MJ, I'm not feeling well. Could you please run by the Chinese place and get me some egg drop soup? Can you tell that's what I want when I get sick? Egg drop soup. That's like always my go-to whenever I'm sick. You'd be like, girl, yes, I got this one meeting, but I know I can rearrange it for you. I'm going to reschedule it because you matter to me. We'd bend over backwards to make sure they get what they need. But we think if we talk to ourselves like an asshole and we beat ourselves up and we're hateful to ourselves, that we're somehow miraculously going to want to take care of us. No. We do take care of people we love. We take care of our kids even when they're not nice, and our partners. They can be complete jackasses. But if they get sick or something happens to them, we bend over backwards to take care of them because we love them. Doesn't it stand to reason that we will bend over backwards when we love ourselves? That's all I'm saying about that. All right. One other thing. I want to talk. We've talked a lot about self-care. Like, we did that circle of like, what the circle of like diet trauma, and then the circle of like what it looks like in no BS. One thing we talked a lot about was self-care. So I want y'all to put in the chat. I want you to put in the chat what self-care is. Like, what do you think the definition of self-care is? Or list some things that self-care is. Like, if I said you need to go do some self-care, what would you do? What would you schedule for yourself? I want to see what some of you say about self-care. Yoga, getting my nails done, polish my nails, yoga, bath, a pedicure, massage, crafting. I like that. Massage, a nap, nurturing yourself, being in nature, a bubble bath. Okay. Getting a lot of nails. A lot of people getting their nails done. So I want to tell you, a good charcoal mask. Some of you have put some, like, a lot of time-consuming things in here. Some are expensive things. Watch a Hallmark movie. Girl, it's almost Hallmark season, isn't it? Ooh, it's about that time. But I want you to even see, like, what the little things are. Like, today, this is what self-care looked like for me. So, I went to see the Gamecocks play last night. I didn't get home till 12:30. And so I, every night, no matter what time it is, no matter what is going on, I fix my coffee for the next day. It takes like a minute and a half, 2 minutes. And I set it on the programmer so that when I wake up in the morning, I have fresh coffee and I can smell it. It helps goad me from the bed. It's like, come, MJ, don't hit the snooze. There's the delicious caffeine nectars waiting for you in the kitchen. And I am so thankful. That is me taking care of myself for the next day. I had a lot of stuff to do today just to get ready to fly to Nashville. I put an AirPod in my ear while I got all my shit done. And I listened to a little bit of Corinne too, the same time. It has not taken anything away from me. I have not spent a dime of money. And I've literally spent a minute and a half on self-care. And I feel so taken care of right now. I feel so loved and taken care of because I did that for myself. It doesn't have to be a nap. It doesn't have to be nails or a massage or something that takes hours and hours and hours. It could be the 5 minutes you use to write your plan in the morning. That is self-care. There's a version of you at 7 o'clock at night after work who is exhausted, tired, pissed off. The day has like landed on top of her. And because you sat down and took care of her, she does not have to worry about what's for dinner. You already took care of her. And she can be so thankful for you, for thinking about her in the moment. So I want to encourage you to open up to a lot of things that you're actually doing for yourself is not necessarily expensive and it doesn't take time and it's you taking care of yourself, but we discount those things. Yeah. Self-care is asking my daughter to give me 10 minutes of silence, advocating for yourself. I love that so much. But just open yourself up, just like we've talked all week about, open yourself up to other doable hunger signs, like that may not be like the stomach growl or I'm bitching and moaning at everybody. I could eat my arm off. It's not, maybe not, maybe it is just loss of focus, a dull headache, like whatever it is. Like, open yourself up to other things that self-care can be, where you can take care of yourself, and then you can give credit to yourself for that. Yeah, making time to check in on life. Yeah. Somebody was asking about the link to schedule a new member transformation call with a coach. If one of the coaches would just stick that link in this chat, that would be amazing. That would be amazing to make sure that she is taken care of. Now, I will spend the next 10 minutes, 12, 13 minutes answering any questions that you have about No BS. If you are worried, if you are nervous, if you are anxious, if you are feeling overwhelmed, let me know. And we will work through that with you right now, either in the Q&A or the chat. Julia and I are here. Coach Lizzie is here. We are ready to help you. Any questions, make sure you click and schedule that call. So Kathy says, Coach Lizzie, I could use any resources to help me with self-compassion. I really struggle with shame based on my weight and a couple of other areas in my life due to my choices. So Kathy, if you are brand new, you're going to want to go through the No BS Weight Loss course first. If you are finished with that, or when you are finished with that, you are going to go over to Finish No BS. What's next? We have a relationships course that you can take with you, the relationship on yourself or with anyone else in your life. We've got a self-love course. We've got tons of bonus content for you so you can craft your own journey after you finish the No BS Weight Loss course. Leah says, I'm going away next week. Can I schedule my call for when I return? Absolutely. Yes, you can. Let's see. I struggle with my sisters ignoring me, not showing they care that I eat. Yes, Jennifer, do the No BS Weight Loss course first. And then, like, just like I was saying, we have that relationships course. There's even a quiz that you can take to figure out what course is right for you. But we have all of that on the website when you're done with the No BS Weight Loss course. Holly says, I know you said we would get a few emails. I noticed this week I was bombarded by emails, which really overwhelms me. Will the amount go down? Yes. So you found yourself in a sales cycle of marketing emails from us. But now that you're a member, you will only get member emails. If for some reason you find that you're still getting information about how to join NoBS, just email us at support@pnptribe.com. We will get you off that list. You know, every once in a while, technology doesn't work like it's supposed to. It's just life, right? And we will take care of you. I never know what I'm going to feel like eating or what I'm fixing for dinner. How do I write out a plan? So this is such a good question. So your whole life or adult life or overweight life, you've been, what do I feel like eating right now? I've had a shitty day. My boss has pissed me off. You know what sounds good? Chicken wings, a deep dish pizza, all that kind of stuff. That's where planning comes in. Planning is so that when you sit down in the morning or the night before to write your plan, you're like, okay, I want to lose weight. I want to enjoy my food. What could I plan that will help me, that I love, that will help me lose weight? Before people have pissed you off, before anybody has made you mad, before your day went to hell in a handbasket, I want that person making a decision for me. That's who I want in charge of my weight loss. I do not want pissed off MJ, who is mad at the world, in charge of my weight loss. So yes, if you're a person who has always had a shitty day and then went to get a deep dish pizza is going to sound amazing at the end of a shitty day. But that is when you say, listen, I will have still had a shitty day whether I get pizza or not. I planned for XYZ, whatever, this morning when I was thinking about my goals just for today. Can I just follow that plan? That is why planning is so important. I struggle with loneliness. When I come home to an empty house, I sit and watch TV and eat. Any suggestions to help? Yes, Dina. So I myself sit in front of the TV to eat. I do. Because I'm here, you know, like I'm in alone in the evenings. So I do use the TV for companionship. So what do I do in that moment? I know that I'm going to choose on my decision to be eating distracted because I want to watch TV. So I just do not bring as much food in the living room with me. I eat a much smaller amount. I serve myself half or a little bit less than half. I eat mindlessly, not really paying attention. And then the food is gone. And I'm like, oh, that food is gone. I have to pause. If I want to get more, I have to make a conscious effort decision to get up and go back and get more. I know I'm not going to be paying attention at dinner. And so I set a natural stopgap for myself just so I can pay attention. I'm scared of what it will feel like to become visible. As being fat, I've usually felt ignored as though I'm invisible, and it's become my safe place. I love this question. So Sally, you don't even know what it's going to feel like, but I want you to remember. So when your brain is doing that, it's imagining you at a smaller size. So let's say that you are starting at 250 pounds like Corinne. So in your mind, you're on a bikini and everybody's staring at you, but you're going to lose 1 pound at a time, right? You're going to get to know your new body as you go down the scale. You're going to get to have easier conversations with people who notice your weight loss 10, 15 pounds from now. So you're just thinking about like, poof, tomorrow I wake up, I'm in this tiny body and everybody's like, oh my God, what happened? But you're going to have little experiences all the way down the scale. So what you're thinking could be a problem may not even be a problem. I want you to really think about that. And for all of you who are thinking about like the end, you cannot lose pound 50 until you lose pound one. Your goal right now is to figure out what's standing between you and your next pound. We'll let pound number 50 or 75 or 85 can worry about itself. When we get there, we'll worry about that pound. But right now, it's like, what do I need to do today for that next pound? My husband, who always makes Sunday breakfast. So last night he said, let's have pancakes and bacon. I did my plan. This morning he says, let's do eggs instead. So I did change my plan. Should I have made pancakes for me only? You have a couple of choices in this, Anne-Marie. You could one say, you know what? You know, I'm trying to write my plans down now. And last night you said pancakes and bacon. So I wrote it on my plan. Can we do pancakes and bacon and then maybe do eggs next Sunday? Do you mind doing that for me? He probably would have been like, girl, you go. I'll make pancakes and bacon. You can also say pancakes with syrup and now I'm going to eat eggs. I could count that. Like that's an equal swap or on plan or even a little bit level up because probably not as much, it's a higher protein, not as much sugar, probably going to sustain me a little bit longer. You could do that. But you could also just ask for what you need. There's that option. My unconscious eating is my biggest downfall. I grab food I didn't plan for when it appears in front of me and then feel shame and guilt. Yes. I mean, this happens to a lot of us. I was a grab asser. I went to a tailgate yesterday, and my rule is I always eat out of a plate. And I go like, you know, I make sure, and then I have to sit down to eat. And a couple of times yesterday, I still found myself grabbing their catfish nuggets. They're amazing with some amazing tartar sauce. And I did that two or three times yesterday. And I'm like, girl, what are you even doing? But when I first started, I was doing it a lot, a whole lot. And so just because it was almost like I would just find myself eating whenever I was in those situations, like almost to kind of like interrupt my behavior because I wouldn't even notice until I was already eating. When I was fixing food, or if I went to a party, once I was done, I always had gum or a mint with me. And I would put that in my mouth because you can't do both at one time. And it made me aware of how often I was actually trying to grab things. So that's a little hack that you can try as well. Oh, I started only eating during commercials this week for when I watch TV. That's a good level up. I have a lot of work to figure that out. This week, MJ said that eating enough means getting through the next 3 to 4 hours. Is that a personal choice? No, it's not a personal choice. It's just enough typically for most people. Gets them at least 3 to 4 hours before they're hungry again. If you notice that you eat to enough, but you're like physically hungry in the next hour or two, you probably haven't stumbled on your enough yet. You just need to eat a few bites more. For me, that's 4 to 5 hours is better in my life. Is there a reason for this 3 to 4 hour guidance? No. And a lot of times mine gets me like 5 or 6 hours. It's not a problem, but it's just a lot of times, like we notice that you may start to think about food at 3 to 4 hours. But if you need to wait for 5 hours and then you notice you are a little bit hungry, just drink some water and wait. But really, the reason we're saying like 3 to 4 hours is because if you notice you're hungry like way sooner than that, you may not be eating to enough. Is it better to serve myself a smaller portion or a half portion if I keep forgetting to ask myself, am I full? Yes, absolutely. It absolutely is. As you're getting used to asking yourself, am I full? It's kind of the same thing as like if you're going to be eating distracted, serving less. Like it's the same thing. If you like somebody brings in lunch and your boss is like, we're going to have the, you know, Chipotle buffet for lunch so we can just work through lunch and have a meeting. Get less on your plate, knowing you can go back and get more because you know you're going to be distracted. It's the same thing. Like if you're not remembering, because remember, your brain is not be like, hey, remember we said we were going to eat half and then wait, pause. And your brain is like, man, I don't remember that because this is a brand new habit. Just serve yourself half so you can stop and create that ease for yourself. Let me see. How can I stop thinking about certain foods as treats? Every time you think it's a treat, be like, I used to think that. It's normal that I would think that. You're going to go through the four N's in module two, which will really help you. It's normal to think it's a treat because used to, The only time I would allow myself to eat these things is if I was good. But now I know I can have them anytime I want. Are we supposed to leave a bite on our plate at every meal now that we are in the program? Or was that for during the first week intro? So this is such a good question. So leaving a bite is a great way, really, for our food, like clean plate clubbers who are like, I gotta clean my plate, gotta get my money's worth, starving children and wherever they are, like all the things that we've been told. My mama used to yell at me if I was wasting food. It's just getting comfortable with, I don't have to eat everything on my plate. Now, I do want to use this analogy. We do want to start tapping into our hunger and enough cues. So if I go to the Golden Corral buffet and I just bring me up a rolling chair, I'm like, I'm going to sit here and eat this entire buffet. I eat everything, but I leave one black olive, one bite behind, and I eat the whole rest of the buffet. I have eaten past enough. We can assume that I will have eaten past enough. So sometimes you can still be overeating and leave a bite behind, which is why the halftime method is so good and all that other kind of stuff. But leaving a bite behind, leaving food on your plate is amazing because it is getting used to sometimes not finishing everything. So how often have we gone to like even made dinner and kind of overserved ourselves and ate way past full because we didn't want to leave food on our plate? Or we go to a restaurant, we're like, well, I need to get my money's worth. I need to finish it. For a lot of us, it feels very strange to leave a morsel of food on our plate. And that is a good way to get used to being like, I'm done. I don't need this bite anymore. Let's see. I'm trying to get through. Let's see. I'm trying to download the 24-hour plan sheet daily. What's the best way to save it? Print it all out in sheets or do people download it into a file? Finny, it's a great question. It just depends on what you prefer. Honestly, the reason that we give it to you both ways, we have what we call our digital divas. Listen to the digital divas. Like, they love it. They're iPad pros. They love it. They love to fill it. But then we have old, I resisted digital for a long time. I do it now digitally, but I was like, I am pen and paper. I am pen and paper. I need it on a piece of paper. I need to carry my journal around. It needs to be important to me. Like, I had all these thoughts about it. So I would always print it out. It meant a lot to me. I like the feel of pen on paper. And I finally made the switch, but it's whatever is most comfortable for you. I've lost 30 pounds since May. I was listening to the podcast 24/7. I'm doing the modules, loving everything. I've had my one-on-one meeting and she was very nice. I think I was expecting more. I know I came in very excited to the meeting. She just said, keep doing what you're doing and start the modules. I know my mindset with food is amazing. When I overeat, it's nothing like I've done before. I've assessed why did that happen? And I look at the facts. Where do I go from here? Now you get two more of those calls. If you want to hop back on, you can also, when you notice something is coming up for you, you can take it deeper and ask coaches. Like, I noticed this thing. Cause a lot of people, like, you may be like a little bit further ahead if you've been listening to the podcast and already planning and already doing all that kind of stuff. So you may be ready just to kind of move over into ask coaches and ask those little bit deeper questions. You may be ready to come on a live call and raise your hand to be coached. So that's all that is. Queen's Club. Anne Marina is asking for what is Queen's Club. So we have Queen's Club and Century Award. Queen's Club is for anyone who has lost 25 pounds. Now, here's the thing. If you're like, but MJ, I've already lost 25 pounds. I lost 25 pounds doing Weight Watchers, and now I notice my weight loss slowing, and I want to continue my journey with no BS. You are a queen. Apply for queen. We don't give a shit how you lost your weight. If you've lost 25 pounds with any program, or if you've lost 10, then you want to lose 15 and no BS, then you can apply for Queen's Club. We don't care where you lost your weight. Century Award is 100 pounds. Again, we don't care where you lost your weight. If you had weight loss surgery and you lost 100 pounds and then you're like, girl, but my mind is a total shit show and you join No BS and you ain't lost a pound with us, but you lost 100 pounds, Century Award, you get credit for it. Oh, see, this is so good, Kim. This is what I love about No BS. So Kim said, I thought I was serving myself small servings, but the halftime method proved that I'm usually eating too much. Like she's thinking the serving sizes are small. I'm already serving myself small, but my weight's not going down. And then she thought, can I just try this halftime method? She got a little bit curious and she tried the halftime method. And she was like, oh my goodness, look at me. And she figured it out. Just took a little bit of curiosity. Willing to experiment. I love that, Kim. All right. Any other questions? I want to be mindful of your time. Yes, Lee, head on over to celebrate your success. Mary Joan, it's not very exciting. Nothing very exciting. When I was, they used to call me Joni. So anybody that met me before the fourth grade called me Joni. And then I was going to go to public school. I used to go to private school. And I was going to be, I wanted to be Mary. I was going to be Mary. And my mama said, I hate that name. And I was like, why'd you give it to me? And it was like a family name. And she said, I want you to be Joan. And I said, I don't want to be Joan. And so we settled on MJ in the summer before fourth grade. And so anybody who knew me before fourth grade still calls me Joni. My mama calls me Joni. My family calls me Joni, but I'm MJ. Halftime method is when you eat your meal, you stop at half. Then you wait like 5 minutes or something. And then you're like, okay, am I still hungry? If you are, you eat half of the half you have left. And if you're not, you just put it away and eat it another time. All right. That is the question. So, what have we learned today? No BS weight loss course is key. You need the blue question mark if you've got tech questions or email support at pnptribe.com. Don't go to Facebook asking your account questions. They cannot help you. Ask coaches if you want to be coached. Okay. And then get your planner downloaded, printed, whatever it is that you want to do. And then decide how you're going to listen to the No BS Weight Loss course. You can either download it on podcast, listen to it on the website, or a mixture of both. Either one doesn't matter how you do it. So, Facebook is optional. Facebook is optional. If you have time to be on Facebook, you've got time to write a plan, you've got time to listen to the content. All right. Okay. I'm going to go get ready to go to Nashville so we can plan 2024 for y'all. That's what we're doing this week in Nashville. Corinne is bringing in the leadership team. We're talking about everything that is going on in this membership. Next year, I cannot wait. We got exciting stuff for the rest of this year, and we are ready to get after it next year. So, cannot wait to sit down and figure out how every single one of you is going to lose all of her weight for good and feel as amazing as she deserves, which is our motto inside of No BS. That's our what we live by. So, I'm excited. I'm excited. So, stay tuned. Bunch of big stuff coming in No BS. All right. Bye, y'all.